from KQED.
More than 2,000 firefighters are battling the Jesusita wildfire in the coastal communities of Santa Barbara County. Dozens of houses have been destroyed, and at least 30,000 residents are under order to evacuate as flames continue threatening homes and other structures. Los Angeles Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz spent the day along the fire line talking to those fighting the fire and to residents who were reluctant to leave their homes behind. In one case, even while a fire was burning in her backyard. Here's his report.
You want it over or under?
His hair full of ash and black finger streaks across his face, Andrew Rhodes helps a fire crew hook up a hose to a hydrant outside the Santa Barbara water treatment plant. He's enveloped by smoke.
The wood chips in the field are just kind of smoldering. They're spotting everywhere. Try to hit all these hot spots, get them isolated, so hopefully get them knocked down so they don't flare up later on.
The treatment plant sits in a nook along the steep hillside overlooking the city, a hillside that's charred black. Remnants of the harsh winds that carried this fire across the city's hilly horizon last night. Rhodes works at the plant. He was up all night helping fight the fire.
No, the fire burned through here, pushed through last night. Probably about 10:45 or so. Okay. And went all around the plant, down the canyon. This is kind of what's left over. Lots of hot spots that need extinguishing, so that hopefully this afternoon when it warms up and the winds pick up, it doesn't start spotting again.
Just steps away, brush is still on fire. Crews are dousing it with water hoses. They're in the backyard of Martha Marsango's hillside home. The area is under a mandatory evacuation order. Two police officers in Marsango's driveway nervously keep tabs on the encroaching fire while they try to persuade her to leave.
So we need to make a determination whether you're going to stay here, leave the car parked, or are you going to go?
But do you think we have a problem? We're going to get killed or something here?
Well, I can tell you right now, look at the smoke, how close it is to your
house.
Yeah,
but it's been like that since I got here this morning.
Hot. Yeah, it's something I couldn't answer for you then.
Yeah, but I just hate to go again, you know.
Well, it's totally up
well,
to you.
Well, he's staying, is he, Richard? Yeah. See, I always have him, you know, if I have to go, he'll tell me, get the hell out and we'll go.
Okay.
So I'm going to stay here as long as I can. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just can't do it again, move again. It's just too hard.
Marsango tells the police she's a tough Italian.
I'm not going to panic. I'm going to brave it out. If these guys can stay, what the hell, I can stay too.
Marsango was born in Santa Barbara 87 years ago. She's seen her share of fires.
This is nothing what I went through last time. It came down here so fast, it was unbelievable. My husband and I had to hold on to the railing there by my swimming pool because the wind with the fire... like a hurricane. It was a riot.
Just conjuring up the memory of that fire 20 years ago gives Marsango the air of a giggly schoolgirl. As smoke rises from behind her home and the police officers flee to safer ground down the hill, I ask Marsango if she's scared of anything.
This fire doesn't bother me. It's the earthquakes that bother me. When you shake, rattle, and roll.
While Marsango may be standing firm, thousands of others are camping out at shelters throughout the area, waiting out the fire. For the California Report, I'm Rob Schmitz in Santa Barbara.
And Rob Schmitz joins us now by cell phone outside a Red Cross evacuation center on the UC Santa Barbara campus. Rob, we heard about that one woman's decision to stick it out, not leave her home. I assume that that's not typical. How are most Santa Barbara residents reacting to these evacuation orders?
Yeah, you're right, Scott. That isn't as typical. Most folks are actually obeying the mandatory evacuation orders in the city. You know, those evacuation orders affect around 30,000 people, and there are two evacuation shelters set up for them. I'm in front of one of them right now, and this one was close to full last night. It had around 600 people. They're expecting the same or more tonight. The other one is also full at around 200. The rest of the folks are staying with friends, family, and nearby hotels. And Yes, a lot of them are evacuating as they were ordered to do.
Now, this is not an area that is unfamiliar with forest fires, wildfires. Are people at the shelters fairly calm, or is there a sense of chaos there?
No chaos at all. In fact, it's run very well, first of all. And then secondly, you know, folks who live in Santa Barbara are no stranger to fires. Just last November, they had the Tea Fire, which was one of the worst fires in the county's history. They are usually very prepared for fires like this, especially folks who live up in the canyons, up in the hillsides. And so they react accordingly, which is usually in a very calm manner. And that's exactly what I'm seeing here.
And in this fire, the winds seem to be a big problem, Rob. They die down during the day, they pick up at night, and they switch direction. What kind of problem does that present for firefighters?
That's the really interesting thing about Santa Barbara, is that during the day, like you said, you've got winds that are coming on shore from the ocean. And today, they're actually fairly breezy. It's fairly strong. And then at around maybe 3, 4 o'clock, sometimes around the time the sun goes down, you've got winds that come in the opposite direction that are hot and dry winds called sundowner winds. And this is posing a huge problem for many firefighters. I talked to Tom Franklin, the fire chief of Santa Barbara County, and here's what he said about how those winds affect the firefighting.
It's a very dangerous situation. We look at the situation very closely before we commit resources, because we don't really know when that change is going to happen. So we don't want crews and equipment in a spot that could get blown over when that change takes place. So we're always watching that.
Those winds are dangerous to firefighters, as he said, Rob, but I imagine it also makes the fire a lot tougher to contain.
Definitely, because when you are constantly having to switch all of your crews to the opposite side of the fire, you're talking about driving sometimes, you know, over 100 miles just to get on the other side.
What are what are officials expecting this weekend in terms of weather, conditions, that sort of thing?
I've just listened to some weather reports which said that we can expect the same type of wind patterns for the next couple of days through Saturday. And that is that, you know, onshore flow and then the sundowner winds during the afternoon hours. And that's definitely going to be posing a problem for a lot of the firefighters here.
Rob, this is an unusually early start to the fire season. Is there any word yet on what started the fire?
No word yet. There is an investigation into the cause of this fire. CDF officials, county officials aren't saying where they are in that investigation. It's still ongoing.
All right. That's our Los Angeles Bureau Chief, Rob Schmitz, talking with us from a Red Cross evacuation center on the UC Santa Barbara campus. Rob, thanks so much, and stay safe.
Thank you, Scott.